Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we believe in the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and it is, after all, the rule of law. We reject revolution, ladies and gentlemen. It's bloody and messy and pretty rowdy. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Last hour, we had on Chuck Baldwin. Dr. Chuck Baldwin did a phenomenal job. You want to learn more, chuckbaldwinlive.com, to read his columns, to listen to his Sunday sermons and more. But we talked about this mega pastor, Andy Stanley. He literally says the Ten Commandments no longer apply. The guy's off his rocker. We talked about the illusions of hope, one of Chuck Baldwin's articles, about how, you know what, we got hope in the wrong things, and in Donald Trump, and in the arm of flesh, and in partisan politics, and parties, and man, we got to have our trust. We got to have our hope in God. We also talked about America's financial day of reckoning, highlighting the reality of, you know what, when we have dishonest money, you can expect a dishonest society. The issue is honesty. We got to return to constitutional currency, gold and silver, honest weights and measures, if you will. We talked about the U.S. trade deficit with China is at an all-time high despite the tariffs Donald has in place. But the good news is Donald says, I think we'll make a deal with China. And China says, hey, we're willing to meet the United States on an equal footing trade policy. I hope they get it done. The United States adds 250,000 jobs to the mix. That's good news for now. They say a growth rate or a wage growth rate breaks 3% for the first time in almost a decade. That's good news. And the unemployment rate's down to 3.7% holding. So you know what? We've got a lot of jobs going on. The one guy jokes, back in the day, I used to have one great job. Now I've got five average jobs. So, you know, that's kind of the joke on it all. Nevertheless, our prayers are that we return to honest money. Now, I want to talk about one thing that we didn't cover with Chuck Baldwin that I think we need to cover. We didn't get it done, so I'll bring on our buddy Kevin Blake. He is the national director over all the state directors of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, Kevin Blake.
Sam, it's great to see you. Well, great to hear your voice finally.
All right, there's so much to cover, and I want to talk about a couple of interesting things. I want to cover the Black-Robed Regiment. That hails from the Revolutionary War days. And I want to cover an interesting article that appeared in the Daily Beast. Okay? And I want to do it because we've got serious problems in America. You know, we've got the pro-death agenda of the mainstream press, as you know. They love abortion and everything else, but they also love slavery. And we'll get into that. There's a modern article that I want to talk about relating to this. I know it's a very strange topic, but I think it directly relates. And so first, people need to understand that the Black-Robed Regiment of the Revolutionary War times, it had nothing to do with black people. It had everything to do with the black robes that the leaders of pulpits or congregations or churches in those days literally preached sermons of a, not a political nature necessarily, but a religious nature, calling people to their duty to embrace the sacred principles of agency and choice and liberty. And it was through their sermons and their inspiring their flocks, if you will, that made the biggest difference to rallying for the cause in the Revolutionary War and bringing the men back to their duty and saying, look, we can accomplish the sacred cause of liberty. And it was incredible. It was incredible. Chuck Baldwin, the reason I bring this up, and I just didn't get time to flesh this out with him, Kevin, so I wanted to with you. The point of that whole thing is that's what we need in America today, sir. If there's one thing we need, it's a black regiment. A black-robed regiment, if you will.
I absolutely agree. You know, and this, I think this really got stifled with the Lyndon Baines Johnson and the 501c3 debacle he put into the churches that has really gagged a lot of our churches from, preachers from being able to speak the truth and keep keep America moral. I think, if anything, we need to make America moral again. That's just my opinion.
We need the black-robed regiment of the Revolutionary War. That's what we need for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, in contrast to that, I want to highlight this. This is kind of interesting. The Daily Beast, you know, they're a very liberal rag, as you know, Kevin. But they wrote an article called "The Black Regiment That Shocked the Redcoats." Now, are you familiar with this article?
No, I have not seen it yet.
All right. Anyway, this is about black people. The Black Regiment, not to be confused with the Black Robed Regiment. So Black Robed Regiment was leaders of churches, preachers that would stand up and call the people to their duty to protect God's law, God's word, God's understanding that God is at the helm of our liberty, not government. But this, the Black Regiment that shocked the Redcoats, the Daily Beast documents it well, even though they're quite liberal rag. But their main point in the article is, yes, there was slavery in Rhode Island, which was the center of America's slave trading. Did you know that?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I hate is, you know, the liberals always like to say that the South was just racist and had all the slaves. But what a lot of people don't like to talk about is the fact that the North had the same thing going on.
So, you know, these northern states were part of it. And in order for them to deal with the Civil War at the time, the Revolutionary War at the time. You got to be careful when you talk slavery because you got to get your wars right, you know. They realized they needed the blacks to help them out, and the blacks fought admirably. They had an incredible force that did a great job, and it was mostly blacks that did this. And they highlight this. But the reason that I bring this up is because I think there's slavery all over the place. And one of the broadcasts that I've done, several months ago now, Kevin, was I highlighted how, I don't know if you know, but there were slaves that were white in America, too. In fact, one of the first slave holders in America was a black man who was a slave owner. And anyway, there were white slaves. And I literally have done some family research and family history on my own family. And I can't remember what it was. It was like a great, great, great grandmother on my father's side. I can't remember how many greats. It's like three or four. Anyway, she was a white girl and came to America on a boat. And what happened was the boat took longer to get to America than they expected. They had some storms and people were sick aboard and it took longer. And when they got to America, they wouldn't even let them off the boat until they paid. And well, they didn't have money to pay because they had already given all their money to come in the first place. And so they basically said, well, the only way you're getting off the boat is if you agree to have your daughter be an indentured servant. So my great, great, great grandmother, maybe it's four greats, three or four, she literally was forced to be an indentured slave or servant at the age of 14. And now somebody's going to say, well, Sam, there's a difference between an indentured servant and a slave. And the answer is not much. The terms vary, but at 14, she was literally ripped from her parents, forced to be a slave for 4 years. And after she paid back the debt, she was able to let go. And I agree that there's a little bit of a difference between an indentured servant and a slave, but not a whole lot. I mean, some were treated well, some were treated poorly. The fact that one could be enslaved to another, whether they're white or black or anything else, to me is completely horrible and repugnant, and I reject it. But anyway, I documented this, that there were a lot of white slaves in America, too. Are you aware of all that, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, the Irish, when a lot of the Irish came over here, they were slaves. But that somehow doesn't make it into the history books, you know.
All right. Well, there's new articles about slavery in modern times right now, Kevin. And the headline says, a new survey on modern slavery around the world pegs the number of people in the United States who fall into that category at about 400,000, reports The Guardian newspaper. So we got to go overseas to The Guardian to get this deal. But they got, I don't know if you know, but there's a new global slavery index. And it puts the number of slaves worldwide right now at already 40.3 million and rising. Did you know that?
That I did not know. I know that sex slavery has been a huge thing in our more modern era. a lot of it coming from many of the more Middle Eastern countries. I know they're engaged in a lot of slave trades right now. The actual number, no, I did not know. That's horrible. That's a bad number.
So you got 400,000 in America. You've got about 40 million in rising around the world. And the group behind this survey is called the Walk Free Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, while modern slaves in the United States make up just a fraction of the worldwide figure, America plays a deeper role in the problem as the biggest importer of goods from this suspected slave labor.
Wow.
And so, you know, you got to have kind of a definition of slavery. What does that mean? Is an indentured servant a slave? Well, yeah, but it's just not as bad of slavery. It's kind of like a rape, you know. You got different, you know, how bad is the rape going to be, you know?
Yeah.
Now, the 2016 estimate was $144 billion of such goods that America imports based on slave labor. Mm-hmm. Now, the other report, or I'm sorry, the details in the report highlights that North Korea has the highest concentration of modern slaves, who account for 1 in 10 in the population of slaves. When we come back, let's break this down. Let's talk about it a little bit more. There's a reason that I want to highlight all this. Kevin Blake, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, on your radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Yeah, did you know we had a new global slavery index? Puts the number of worldwide slaves to 40 plus million and rising. I kid you not, North Korea, the worst offender. Then comes, and I don't know how to pronounce these countries, Eritrea, Burundi, the Central African Republic, Afghanistan, Mauritania, South Sudan, Pakistan, Cambodia, and Iran to round out the few. Now, here's the interesting part about this. Women are hit hardest. The vast majority of modern slaves, 71%, are women, reports Axios, and the primary way they're brought into slavery, the usual route, if you will, is through forced marriages, Kevin. Where the heck's the Me Too movement when you need them, sir? I mean, think about that, Kevin. Think about that. the Me Too movement are going ballistic over Donald, you know, and allegations of a couple of women or whatever. And, you know, you got 71% of the slaves, 40 million in the world, and primarily they're brought in through forced marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it begs the question, where is the hashtag Me Too movement? Where's the feminist movement? You know, they're eerily silent on a lot of the things that happen overseas, you know, like genital mutilation with the Islamics and the abuse of women in China and all the abortions that China carries out. And, you know, while we're on the topic of slaves, we might as well bring up China. I'm surprised they aren't listed, but I'm happen to think that this source of this article is probably paid for by the Chinese. They seem to have their hands in everything now.
Either that or the Russians, you know.
Oh, yeah, those pesky Russians.
Boy, all right, now they say the solutions for this, the foundation calls for outlawing forced marriages, setting a minimum marriage age of 18, setting up a database of human traffickers, and bringing greater transparency to the world supply chain. One victim that says over 40 million people, they're not just numbers, they're real people, says North Korean defector Mr. Park, who escaped she escaped to China only to be forced into a marriage, according to the Associated Press. You're spot on, Kevin.
Yeah. You know, and I'm hoping we're going to see a reversal in this trend with what is happening with North and South Korea right now. Seems that the lines, not only the lines of communication, are starting to open with Lil Kim and the Southern Korea's president, but starting to appear from satellite imagery that other lines like trade lines and train lines and water lines are starting to open back up again. So we're seeing some really positive moves happening on those two peninsulas.
Yeah, to make your point, she says, this defector, Miss Park, says it could be anyone. It was me, it was my mother, it was my sister. It happened to all of us. Even now, there are 300,000 North Korean defectors in China alone. And 90% of them are being trafficked, according to this report.
Oh, yeah.
They're being sold by Chinese men.
People, Kim would send those people into China as slave labor just to help out his little buddy over there in China. That doesn't surprise me.
So where's the Me Too movement? Where's the focus on this? Where's the feminists? Where's the, you know, to deal with this situation?
Oh, they supported slavery.
They tell you that I'm a racist and I'm the one standing against the pro-death agenda of the abortion mills. I'm the one basically saying these poor women are suffering and we need to do something about it, shine the light of transparency and stop it. I'm the one against forced marriages. I'm the one, okay, and they run around and tell you that I'm a racist and a misogynist, and mm-hmm. But I'm saying the women are hit hardest. The vast majority of modern slaves, 71% literally, are women. And primarily the way to do it is through forced marriages, because the problem is once you make a woman married, then all these other laws apply to where she's literally around the world, your property.
Oh, yeah.
See, we reject that view, folks. And then they tell you that I'm the bigot, and I'm saying, where's all the people that should be highlighting this? Where's all the people that should be doing something about this and highlighting the fact? I bet you most Americans don't even really realize there's a global slavery index. And I bet most folks don't even realize that, you know what, there's 400,000 of them in America alone already. And we're going to go ahead and ignore this. And we're going to say somehow the whites need to pay reparations. Again, my third or fourth great grandmother was an indentured servant for 4 years at 14 years old, for crying out loud. Maybe somebody owes me reparations there, Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, you had a slave in your family.
Now, I think it's horrible whether it's 4 years or 40 years.
To talk about slavery.
I think it's horrible whether it's 4 years, 40 years, whether it's a white or a black or anybody else. And now we talk about this slave labor. You got that in foreign countries. You got women being forced to be married to be slaves so they can become someone's property. What about us being slaves to the IRS? If you look for what's it called? Tax Freedom Day? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
When is Tax Freedom Day, sir?
Isn't that the day you're supposed to file all your taxes and support freedom?
No. I wish. That was the day that you work all year, and then it's the day you actually can take home your own money.
Oh.
Right.
Well, you know, the good news is more Americans are keeping more money in their pockets thanks to some of the policies President Trump put in place. But, hey, we need to get rid of that monster. That IRS, it needs to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, the IRS needs to go, right?
All right. So it fell on April 19th, 109 days in. Tax Freedom Day is a significant day that denotes if you were to work and pay every penny to the government when you'd be free to keep your own money. Right?
I thought more of a Tax Freedom Day thing would be like, you know, people would annually travel like the Boston Harbor and cast their 1040 U.S. income tax forms into the harbor there or something like that.
Well, and so if you have to work all the way through April 19th just to pay your, you know, federal taxes, that's not counting your sales tax and all the other taxes that you got to deal with. But they call it Tax Freedom Day because it's supposedly the day that you break free and can actually keep your money.
Mm. Well, you know, that's another thing we should talk about is tax rates and what the average American pays compared to what slaves would pay back in more the biblical days. I think, what was it, anywhere from 7 to 10% most slaves paid in taxes, or their money was taken. What little money they did earn, it was like a 7 to 10% rate, and now I think most Americans are taxed. If you combine federal, state, local income, sales, all the taxes we pay and fees, somewhere around, 70, 60, 70% now? I can't remember the specific number, but, you know, That's a stunning gap, if you ask me.
Well, I'm calling for the Tax Freedom Day as the day to free the slaves, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, what's the difference if I have to work from January 1 to April 19th just to get free? And that number changes every year to where I have my own money. You know, hey, at some point I'm being made a slave for the government to take that much from me. They're not taking the amount necessary to keep me safe and secure. They're taking enough to fund all their belligerent agendas around the world while they literally ignore slavery. And then I bring up this issue. I bring up that they're white slaves in ancient America. I bring up the fact that my great whatever grandmother was a slave and she was white. I bring up that Rhode Island. Yeah, there was slavery in Rhode Island, folks. In fact, it was the center of American slave trading at one time. Okay, so you know what? There's plenty of guilt to go around. You got Harvard University and a lot of these other government schools that were huge slave trading colleges and slave owning colleges, and you know, they all kind of things related to slaves with these colleges. And so, you know, we look at this and say, hey, it's not what maybe my ancestors did in the past or what somebody else did that I have no control over. It's what I do about it now. And in my day, I see 40 million slaves around the world and 400,000 in the United States. And I see that we're made slaves in all kinds of different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be slave labor, whether it be slavery to the IRS, whether it be white people, black people, you know, we're all slaves to these out of control governments. And what are we going to do about it? And who's going to speak up for them? And who's going to try to move the needle towards rejecting this trafficking and these forcing women into marriages? And, well, I didn't rape her. I just forwarded her to marry me. And then it was, well, you know, whatever. Okay. Hey, where's the people to speak up and stand up for these poor souls? They're children of God. Where are the people to stand up against these pro-death policies of the abortion mills to murder them before you can ever become a slave? I mean, it's just out of control. And I don't really see others highlighting this like we are, Kevin. Who's highlighting this like Sam Bushman? Anybody?
Not that I've heard any on any program. I've heard no one even talk about this. I didn't even know that the article was even floating around out there.
What about Tax Freedom Day, free the slaves, man?
Yeah, you don't hear too much about Tax Freedom Day either.
Why not, man?
I know. It's, well, you got to keep the Bugatti going, you know.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you right now, there's a lot of trouble in America. And it's because of what we're ignoring and what we're spending our time on. I want to come back and talk about Halloween. What if we spent as much money freeing the slaves in America
as we did on candy?
And or around the world as we did on Halloween. Do you know how much we spent on Halloween, sir?
I can't wait to hear this.
You're going to find out. This is Sam and Kevin on Liberty Roundtable Live. Listen to the wind
blow. Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about slavery, ladies and gentlemen, around the world. According to a new slavery index, over 40 million people around the world are enslaved. North Korea, the biggest offender. 71% are women. Most of them are brought into slavery through forced marriages, child trafficking, and et cetera. 400,000 slaves in America. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand up for morality, that's for sure. But we're talking about all kinds of slaves, whether they be indentured servants, whether they be slaves, whether they be white, whether they be black, whether they be slaves to the IRS or Tax Freedom Day, whether they be slave labor folks, whatever the case may be. And I was saying, what if we were to spend the amount of money that we spend on Halloween to try to free the slaves, ladies and gentlemen? Now, Kevin, do you want to take a guess at how much money we spend on Halloween, sir? As a country?
Oh, I would say maybe $2 billion.
Oh, boy, do I wish you were right, sir.
Oh, really?
Americans are expected. This is like the, you know, these trade associations that gather this kind of data.
Yeah, gather all the data points.
Americans are expected to spend $9 billion on Halloween. Now, that's not just on candy, though, understand.
Gosh, no, it's decorations and all this stuff.
Yeah, so 41% on candy, 36% on costumes, about 23% on decorations, and then it's like Halloween cards and specialty things. And anyway, we, the American people, spend $9
billion. We're all holiday serious, don't we?
$9 billion on Halloween, sir.
Wow.
Now, I wonder if we had $9 billion, if we could take that money and work on freeing the slaves. Kevin, what do you think might happen? Do you think we could make a dent in it?
I'd also think that if we could take that $9 billion and form a Black Robe Regiment, Sam. I think we're
at liberty. We wouldn't even need $9 billion to form the Black Robe Regiment, my friend.
But, yeah, could you imagine if we had $9 billion funding?
But with $9 billion in funding, just think what we could do in the media to expose the slave labor that's going on around the world, that we could expose these poor women forced into these marriages and therefore forced into sexual relationships or et cetera. What dent we could make in terms of stopping, sex trafficking or human trafficking and kind of things. And, just think $9 billion is a ton of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's hard for me to even comprehend this kind of a discussion.
Yeah, that's $9 billion on candy and costumes and decorations. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Did you spend a bunch of money on
no
Halloween?
No,
Kevin,
Amy,
you got to get with the party.
Amy bought some candy, and most of it's still at the house. So we don't necessarily partake in that little holiday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway,
and
I just
line up with our biblical views.
I just find this thing shocking, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the numbers are just wow. And I get that a lot of people are saying, look, I don't worship Satan on Halloween. We spend time with our family and we let our kids get a little bit of candy and trick or treat. And oftentimes at our Christian parties, we, call it a harvest party, not a Halloween party. Or we, have our kids just do trunk or treat where they kind of go around to trusted people and just, it's really more of a, sometimes we do a chili cook-off and we spend time together. And, it's not as bad as it sounds, Sam. It just gives people a chance to have fun and dress up and dance and spend time together. And you know what? I don't have a problem with those things. But I know this. When we have 40 million slaves around the world, 400,000 of them in the United States, and you look at that and then we spend $9 billion on Halloween, I'm kind of going, there's a disparity. There's a I don't know what you want to call it, a financial and a time allocation problem in America. We can go to football games and baseball games and basketball games and party, 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 party. But what about the, plight of those who are enslaved? What about the plight of those, what about that? And then you go and talk about, let's set aside the slave discussion for a second. And I don't know if you know, but the United States has, 5% of the world's population, but over 25% of the world's prisoners?
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do with that? We've just got people in prison everywhere.
You want to talk about the prison population? So that tells me is we need some serious governmental reform. When you look at people like Sam Girard and the Bundys and some of the newer people that are, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he literally was at Bundy Ranch for an hour, and he got thrown in the clink for 14 years. That's a disgrace. So we can talk prison population and say, why do we have such a high prison population? One, I think, is a morality crisis. We've done everything in our power to demonize God and take him out of our schools. And thus has resulted in a very serious moral crisis. I think before the passage of the 14th Amendment, we never had federal prisons. People from all over the world would come and write about America back in the early 1800s, late 1700s, and say, wow, this is a flourishing nation. They don't even have jails. Can you imagine that, Sam? We don't even have jails. Well, what happened? Let's talk about that disparity gap. What happened? And I would say it's morality. The founders stressed this little constitution, this tiny little constitution we gave you, it's meant for moral and righteous people. At one point in time, we were that, and it worked. And now we've gotten away from that, and we look around and say, wow, what's wrong?
Now, listen to this. Listen to this just to make the point. Donald Trump talks about how people are in prison and shouldn't be. And so now there's a headline from the Washington Post that says MS-13 gang members nearly as dangerous as in prison as they are on the streets. The gang is now operating in many prisons. much the same way as it does on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically say that, you know what, we'll protect you or we'll attack you. You decide if you're joining the gang.
Yeah.
As a result, gang fights in some prisons have gone from, well, monthly realities. They say the gangs are plaguing the United States prison systems.
Yeah, I would say, how did a South American gang get here in the first place?
Well, we let them in, buddy.
What are people doing in our prison?
Now, I got a question. Are you a slave if you're in prison and you're forced to join a gang?
Yeah, you'd be a slave to that gang, I'd say.
Well, I'm just not sure if you're a slave to the gang or a slave to the
government
system that put you in prison, right?
Kind of a gang culture. I don't think you'd necessarily be a slave to that. I think you'd more or less be indentured to that. So let's not confuse those two terms. Because you join the gang for certain reasons. You know, they take you into the coffers of the gang. You add to their numbers, yet they provide certain things for you in return. So I would think that's more maybe less an indentured servitude, but the mentality of it, yes, you are a slave to them. It's kind of like both, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of these people are just doing it not because they really want to, but because they're trying to preserve their lives.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, in a lot of the younger generation, too, they just think it's cool, you know.
What are we going to do about all this? I mean, is there anything we can really do about it, Kevin?
You know, I would say a lot of it's going to have to come from the top. You know, it's going to have to come with government reform. Obviously, we've, had our foundations eaten away. And now you have this crumbling house, and we're wondering, well, what's wrong? Why are my walls, you know, why is the drywall coming off and the roof leaking and yada, yada, yada? And you say, well, I don't know. There's not really a foundation down there anymore, is there? And I think going back to that foundation is, Dr. Scott Bradley talk about a lot, is going to be our answer to a lot of problems. We have these people in this country now that, are avowed communists. They love communism. I do not think that communism is compatible with a free people, with the Constitution. Again, there's a lot of problems. And I think, as you say, you know, some of us, we want to be the ones that fix it all overnight, but, you know, we're going to have to take it a chunk at a time. I'd say first thing is we got to get back to morality and, getting these communists that we have in our country gone, or, you know, getting them converted over the side of liberty, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Did you know that the United States incarcerates more people than any other country in the world?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a stark reality. When you look at this reporter, I forget the gentleman's name, but he came from Boston on a ship to write some articles back in, like I said, late 1700s, early 1800s, and he was absolutely amazed at the fact that America had the smallest prison. We didn't even have a prison population. Most of the time, we didn't have jail.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Blake with me. It's all about money in many cases and slavery. It's a tragic scenario. How much do you think it costs to the average cost to the taxpayer based on housing an inmate? Do you know how much it is a year, Kevin?
Oh, I bet it's in excess of probably a couple hundred grand.
All right, hold on. We'll tell you about it.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a Friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kevin Blake with me, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know what the United States prison population is? How many people are in it? Kevin?
Oh, millions upon millions upon millions.
It's 2.3 million people.
Yeah. No, maybe not as high as I guess, but yeah.
Wow. And do you know how much the average cost of the taxpayer per prisoner?
I would probably say in excess of probably, I'll be a little bit more conservative and say $100,000.
That's $33,000 a year.
Oh, okay. All right. I was being a little liberal. I'm sorry.
But think about it. What's 2.3 million times 33,000?
That's a lot of money, Sam. That's definitely a lot of money.
It's a ton of money, ladies and gentlemen. Now, do you know what states have the largest prison population? What states have the highest incarceration rates? Any guesses?
Oh, I would say they would have to be blue states like California and New York. States run by Democrats probably have higher prison populations.
All right.
I'm going to wager that bet on air.
Louisiana's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma's second. Alabama's third. Arkansas's fourth. Mississippi's fifth, Arizona's sixth, seventh is Texas, eighth Missouri. Anyway, they go on and on.
Now,
it's out of control.
Let me ask this question. Let me ask this question though: are these states that have federal prison facilities in them? And are we talking about the federal?
So prison no, it's percentage of population.
Yeah.
Right, because some states are smaller than other states. But all I'm saying is that percentage of population, right?
Well, this is one thing I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but a lot of the federal prisons will set up shop in other states. Like, for example, in Colorado, we had a federal prison there. But no Colorado inmates were at that federal prison. They were actually all from Alaska at that prison.
Yeah, they do that on purpose a lot of times so the prisoners can't escape or get help from the population
as easy
and stuff, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, is this study based on numbers coming from those individual states?
No. It's just how many prisons and what the population of what they're holding is in relation, right?
I would like to see a study that would show the prison population based on the state's political affiliations, like California. Well, you know, in California, you can't even have a straw in your cup, or you know, you could go to prison. It's kind of ridiculous laws, is what I'm getting at. You know, how is that contributing to the prison population?
Yeah, it's a fair question, right? I mean, it's out of control. It's out of control, and I think there's only one solution for it, and that's turning the people back to God, Kevin. There is
a lot of times they do this from it's actually encouraged within, you know, there are spiritual. I know there's a lot of great pastors out there that do a lot of work with prisoners.
All right. So it's $33,000 per inmate. Do you know how much it is?
Total number.
The total number.
1,000 times 3.5 million. I'm not a whiz at math, but it's a lot.
It's $39 billion a year.
Yikes.
Now, when you take the $39 billion, plus you take the $9 billion that we're talking about, You're at $48 billion, Kevin.
Yeah, we spent $46 billion a year in Afghanistan.
So there's got to be a better way to deal with this. The only way I know is to preach God, family, and country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any other solution. And I know you'll still won't solve it all, but you'll certainly make probably a bigger dent by doing that than any other way.
And if we want to add to that dent, I think if we said, how many of these people are in prison for victimless crimes? How many of these people are in prison like Sam Gerard for that? What, they made a salve out of chickweed? come on, really? And this guy's in prison for literally doing something that other people do. Oh, well, he offended a bureaucrat, kid. You know, that's the crime in all this. And I would say, no, we need to look at justice reform, and we need to reform our laws. I think President Trump needs to go further with every regulation and law they want to pass. They need to eviscerate 100 of those puppies, not just two. Let's go for 100. That's the next step. There's a lot of people in prisons that don't belong there. But it just helps the system. A lot of these prisons are starting to complain now because their profits are starting to suffer. In some states, I've seen a few articles around out there like that, and they want more people in. Well, we shouldn't have that attitude that we need more people in. And I think that's the problem with privatizing these federal prisons, is you make an incentive for someone to make money. We shouldn't be making money off the prison population.
Yes, some say that victimless crimes, as you wisely point out, are 86%, sir.
Yeah. That's a stark. Let's knock 86% off that number, Sam. Boom, right there. Okay, so now you got, 24% population now, down from what it is. And that's, 86% of 2.5 million. That would be drastic.
Well, and then not only do you got to count the $39 billion that it costs us taxpayers to keep them there, but what about these people that are sitting on the sidelines that could actually make some money and participate in the economy, too? In other words, take prisoner A, and it costs $33,000 to keep him there for a given year.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, then what if they could, be out and maybe have an ankle bracelet or maybe have some other way if they've committed crimes? I mean, there's got to be where they could actually, let's say they could make $20,000 a year.
Yeah.
And now they're able to contribute something to society. They're able to take care of themselves. We saved $33,000, but they produced $20,000 or $30,000 or whatever the number be. The numbers are startling. And I submit to you that the politics of things have kept the blacks on the sidelines with this discussion, because there's probably more black prisoners than any other group, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you can thank the Clintons for that.
Well, I'm defending these people.
Yeah. Oh no, I know. I'm just saying the Clintons that are all about the black person. They sure were all about the black person when he was president. He signed that bill that actually gave harsher sentences to black people. It's that's not racist, Sam. It's just loving liberal.
Wrong.
I admit that there's two solutions to this, and it's morality reform and government reform. Period. You turn people, God, family, country. Okay. That's gonna help big time, and then for the few that might slip through there, well, that might be an 86th percentile that you can completely eliminate with getting rid of federal prison time for victimless crimes. There's a big solution. And now I'm telling you right now, with those two solutions on the table, that would be a massive, massive blow to the private prisons. But they won't do it. Like you said, there's people that are sitting on the sidelines, and that's our country's problem, is we have people that sit on the sidelines, stand up and do nothing because it's comfy, and they get good little chunk of money off of it. How much is your soul worth?
Well, we're making some progress. The latest poll says that more blacks are starting to realize that Donald Trump is their friend, not their enemy. And I'm not really here to say Donald's the savior, but I am here to say at least people are starting to think outside the box and not just stay on that, quote, plantation that I think they've got us all on.
It's called Blexit. I actually shared a post about this the other day. It's called the Blexit Movement, if people remember back a couple of years ago, there was Brexit, which was the British exit from the globalist European Satanic Union. Now this is the... This is the black people exit from the American Satanic Democrat Party. They've had enough, Sam. They said, I'm done. You people are not for me. you know, the fact that, and I would give credit to a guest you've had on your show, Dinesh D'Souza. He's done great work on this and exposing the fact that all Democrats are, they were all the KKK members. All Democrats were all the plantation owners. They were the ones that had the Jim Crow laws. They were the ones that supported slavery. They were the ones that did not support the Civil Rights Act. They have been against black people all this time while saying, oh, we're your friend, trust us, like something from Mars Invasion or whatever. You know, where you got the little aliens running around, we're your friend, and then they shoot you in the head. This is the Democrat Party, and I'm glad to see that this party, these folks, these Americans, I'm not even going to call them black people, I just think they're regular old Americans. I'm glad to see that they're leaving the coffers in mass. Good. Exit. And, you know, I guess while I'm on the rant, I would say that I hope we see an end to this. I'd really like to see an end to both parties, but, you know, I hope we see an end to this Democrat Party, and that way we can focus the next 2 years on reforming, doing a lot of reforms inside the Republican Party. And there's a lot of new blood coming into the Republican Party, Sam, and there's a lot of things that we see. I'm one of those people. I see a lot of problems with it. And the old guard inside the Republican Party, they're not happy that we're here. They don't like it. They don't want the change. They want to keep the same corrupt game going. And there's a lot of people want to change that. A lot of constitutional conservatives coming in. And so I welcome these black folks with open arms, whatever they want to go to, whether it's, preferably I love to see them come to the Constitution Party.
What I like most importantly, though, is they feel like they can make up their own minds and choose, because to suggest they don't have choice is almost a thought slavery plan they've been on forever. And I'm glad to see them thinking for themselves and deciding what they believe in, and deciding that guys like Ben Carson and Jesse Lee Peterson, and I mean, the list goes on and on, know what they're talking about. Alan Keyes, many, many, many others. And it's great to see. So what's your prediction for the elections here coming up? What's going to happen?
Oh, it's right now we are facing a blue puddle, and there is going to be a red wave. But, you know, folks, I'm not going to say if, but when we win this on election night, and we kick these racist Democrats from office, folks, the work's just beginning. We have a lot of things we need to fix. If you want to know what needs to be fixed, just tune into the show Monday through Saturday, because this is where the solutions are being brought up.
So you're predicting that the Democrats are going to lose big?
Oh yeah, yeah, they're going to lose big. You know, you can't run around. And here's the thing: people think, oh my gosh, the Democrats are off their rocker. They've just gone absolutely insane. No, they were always insane. They were always this crazy. They've just outed themselves now. They are just out in the open. They're operating out in the open. The cloak's off. People are wise to their games. We're starting to see them for what they really are. You know, you run around cities and bashing people with bike locks because they wear a hat. You know, there's a lot of Democrats that voted in Trump, too. And it's just all their hate, you know, and they sit there and then they want to like project what they are onto us and say that's what we are. And that's not the case. So,
well, it's easy to see when we rally, it's peaceful. When they rally, it gets violent and private property gets destroyed and people get hurt every time.
Yep, exactly.
So, all right, Kevin, Godspeed, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, bro.
There he goes. Kevin Blake doing a great job breaking it all down. I submit to you, who's talking about freedom for people like we are, huh? Who's talking about the victimless crimes? Who's talking about the innocent in prison? Who's talking about slavery in a real, broad-based discussion point? Who's trying to free the 40 million slaves around the world currently right now? We don't need to rewind to decades and centuries ago. It's happening now. Who's going to help stop it? All right. Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.